Hello, everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Getting Spooky with Knox. I am your host, Knox, and today we're back with a brand new urban legends episode. And today I'll be taking you to India to discuss their urban legends. So let's dive in, shall we? Number one, the White Lady of Sanjanvan. This urban legend takes place outside of Delhi in a forested area. Hikers that go into this area have said that they've seen a woman wearing white walking amongst the banyan trees that grow there. She disappears, though. Some have even said they hear cries and laughter as they walk through the forest and feel the presence of something unknown. Other than that, there isn't much known about this lady in white. Did she die in the forest? Did she love to come to the forest during her time amongst the living? Is she something else completely different altogether? We may never know. But she joins other women in white from around the world. The women in white are pretty popular from Korea to America to Britain to everywhere. So she is yet another woman in white that has been seen in forests. So I don't know if maybe this is just something that happens in every country. Like if it's some type of spirit that we are not aware of, like maybe she never existed at all in this plane of existence. Maybe she's a mirror image from another universe. We may never know, but she has joined the ranks with other women in white from around the world. Number two, Nale Ba. This urban legend is about a spirit who dresses as a bride. Don't be fooled though, for this spirit isn't friendly but malevolent. She tricks people into letting her into their homes, but once you let her in, I'm afraid it's game over for you. She is said to take the man of the house as her missing husband because that's who she's looking for. Once she takes him, then it brings bad luck to the family because most of the time, he is the one who brings home the money for his family. This urban legend was popular in the 90s in Karnataka. I am so sorry if I pronounce anything wrong. I looked up how to say stuff, but if I pronounce anything wrong, I apologize. I'm not trying to be like disrespectful or anything. It's just I'm really bad with names and words, so I do apologize. The story was that the spirit was a witch that would deceive you by using the voice of family members, and that way you would open the door for her. When you open the door, you die. The only way to deter the spirit is to write Nale Ba on your door, because Nale Ba translates into come tomorrow, and thus begins an endless cycle of the spirit being repeatedly deterred from knocking on your door. There is even a Bollywood movie based on this urban legend, and it is called Stree, and it came out in 2018 and stars Shraddha Kapoor. It is a horror film, and if you have Netflix as of right now, you can check it out. Number 3. Monkey Man. The Monkey Man has been seen in Delhi around 2001. They said that this Monkey Man would appear at night and attack people. People have claimed that it is about 4 to 5 feet tall with glowing red eyes. Others have said that he is almost 8 feet tall and very muscular. They said that the Monkey Man would jump from building to building. Because this was such an issue, the police even had sketches of the Monkey Man made as they tried to catch whoever or whatever was causing all the chaos. It doesn't appear to have caused any more problems since 2001, as all the news articles I reviewed seemed to be from that time and none since then. So the Monkey Man up and disappeared and hasn't been seen since. So maybe it was a practical joke and maybe there was an actual Monkey Man running around Delhi at the time. Maybe one day he'll return, but as of right now, he hasn't been seen or heard from since 2001. Number 4. Pavagada Wolves. Picture it. 1983. 5 girls were murdered, their killer never found or brought to justice. No one knowing for sure if it was a person killing or if hungry wolves were the culprit behind the brutal murders. Police found pools of the girls' blood and their clothes, but the girls had not been dragged to where they had been killed. One story said that a father had stones thrown at him by these wolves so that they could make their escape. Others believe that the girls could have been used as a sacrifice to the goddess Kali. To this day, people believe that the wolves made off with the girls, and the case remains unsolved. Number 5. Kuldhara. Kultara is a town that was abandoned in 1825. The people that once resided in this town seemed to disappear without a trace, leaving many confused as to where they could have gone. It is said that over 1,000 people disappeared overnight, and no one knows why or where they went. Some say that the wells could have been poisoned. Others say that the ruler was a greedy person who was raising the taxes. But why hasn't anyone tried to settle here since then, you may ask? Well, apparently the village chief cursed the land so that whoever tries to live here will die. The Indian Paranormal Society decided that they were going to spend the night in the abandoned town to see if they could figure out what was going on here. They reported screams, disembodied whispers, normal nightly sounds. Some of their members saw apparitions, were touched, or heard footsteps. And my question to you is, would you go here and spend the night? I probably would if I had a group of people, my dad being the main person with me, because, I mean, I wouldn't want to live here. Like, if it's cursed, I wouldn't want to live there. But I would want to see if there was any, like, paranormal activity going on. And the reason why I say my dad has to be the main person is because I trust my dad not to leave me behind if anything goes down. And I know my dad will protect me. So I would definitely go with my dad. And it would depend on who else came with us. But I would go. I might leave if it gets too freaky and scary, but I would definitely try to stay there at least. So my question to you is, would you go and would you stay the night and see what kind of things happened while you were there? And there you have it, Indian urban legends. I hope you enjoyed learning a little more about these urban legends from India. I had a lot of fun researching this and seeing the different legends to choose from. If you have any questions, comments, or would like to request an urban legends, paranormal, secret societies, mythological monsters, or true crime episode, then feel free to email me at getspookywithme@gmail.com, hit me up on Twitter at SpookyKnox, on my Facebook, Getting Spooky with Knox, or through my website, which is linked in both my Facebook and Twitter profiles. Next week, we're back with a new true crime episode on the Texarkana Moonlight Murders. Also, starting next season, I will be doing conspiracy theories. I've announced this in previous episodes and in my own episode before this. But if you would like me to talk about any kind of like conspiracy theories, please send those as well. I would love to know what you all want to hear about. And any other things too that you want me to talk about or discuss. I would love to hear what you all want me to do. So just let me know and I will definitely look into it and do an episode on it for you. I hope y'all have a great week and I'll talk to y'all next time. Bye.